You know, Darren, since we've been doing this this show, Spotlight, we've been very fortunate to have key people who make a difference, a really important difference to people's lives, like the mayors and so on, like doctors, like the police. It really is very rewarding. And that continues today, and we're very fortunate to have on the line Mayor Steve Christo, the Cumberland City Mayor. And Mayor, thank you very much for being with both Dan and myself on Spotlight. We're always warmed by the comments and the great vision that you have for your people. So thank you for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, guys. How have you both been?
Really, really good. I'm going to start with a question. I've just learnt that you have taken it upon yourself, and I think this is very bold in the sense of a very putting the right foot forward, making yourself very visually and very available to meet the mayor, a concept that I find very positive. Can you tell our listeners about that? And congratulations from both Dan and myself.
Oh, yeah, of course. I believe as an elected representative, you have to be very accessible. And I like to be accessible. What it is, ordinarily, people might not have time or think they'll visit the mayor or their elected representative in their office. So maybe if they see you at a place where like Stockland's Merrylands, and you're out and about, they'll stop and have a chat, and they might raise a couple of issues that's been on their mind but don't necessarily get round to doing.
And it is always, if I can just say, we only have one mayor, and your time is pushed from pillar to post. I mean, you go to meetings, I know, at 7 o'clock in the morning, and you'll be still at meetings at 11 o'clock at night. So your time is very limited. So what you're saying to our constituents is that selected times throughout the year during your tenancy, you're going to make yourself very visually available for people to come and talk to them and talk to you about things that are of interest and concern to them about the area in which they live and work and play.
Well, one thing I want to make absolutely clear is I'm always available.
That's true.
To our local residents. But I do designate Thursdays, and I'm glad we're going back to Thursdays now that COVID restrictions are easing, where I visit Stockland's Merrylands and I make myself available to the community that might not be available generally to visit me Monday to Friday or seek an appointment on the weekend. But people that are out and about in the shops, you know, working mothers, young fathers, people on their day off, they'll see you around the neighbourhood. They appreciate a chat.
That is fantastic. Congratulations on that initiative, Mayor. Darren and I are looking at each other with thumbs up. That's a fantastic situation in which you place yourself with your people. So well done.
And Merrylands being one of the major CBD hearts of Cumberland, it's great for you to be out there with your people. And talking about Merrylands again, we understand that there's been great development there as far as the service centre for council to people in Merrylands. Can you share a bit more of that great undertaking and what it provides for the listeners in that area?
Oh, absolutely we can. During the peak of COVID, Soap Council had continuity and we were better able to service our community. We opened up the service centre at Merrylands Road, Merrylands. Since April, we have had over 1,000 people come through the doors of that service centre seeking assistance. It's been a great success. We're now looking at opening up more service centres, one in Wentworthville and another one in Barella.
So is a service centre like one-stop shop for residents?
A one-stop shop.
And what can they do in that service centre?
Anything you can think of. They can either have an appointment with myself, duty planners are down there, general questions, rates can be handled down there. But more importantly, community need is being handled that we have a shortage of across Sydney, JP services. No appointments needed. We have two fantastic girls down there that are JPs. You can come in any time between 8:30 and 4 p.m. and have your stuff JP'd.
Well, that's fantastic.
No appointment.
It's often hard for people to find JPs, so to know that there are two JPs there, no appointments, is a really good undertaking for the people of Cumberland.
Absolutely it is. It's about looking after our local community, and we definitely aim to do that at Cumberland.
Well, again, fantastic. I want to ask you a very important area that is really critical to all of us and to the Australian community, and particularly for people in our area of Granville and Merrylands and within all the area and so on, Mayor. And, of course, starting on Sunday the 8th of November to the following Sunday, the 15th of November, is, of course, well-known NADAC Week. Can you tell our listeners about the significance and what you're doing? And because it really is an incredible journey that you're taking everyone on in the moment in continuing to strengthen all of the parts and community parts of NADAC Week.
Oh, absolutely. It's about recognising and respecting the original owners of this land, the Aboriginal people, the Indigenous people, and celebrating how important they are to Australia and our local community. You know, this land and the theme this year will be always was, always will be, and we'll recognise the First Nations people.
That's a fantastic commitment that you and the council have made and continue to do for the original owners of this land. As we say, we are custodians in terms of looking after that. So congratulations again on behalf of Darren and myself in doing those things. We're going to go to a little break, Mayor, and have a song, and it'll be one of your favourite songs, and we're really delighted to do that as well. And then we're going to come back and find out what's happening at Granville Park.
Awesome. Thank you.
It's 80 minutes past 11, live in 90.5 Spotlight. Jim Darren.
We're really delighted to have on the line the Mayor of Cumberland City, and of course that is none other than Mayor Steve Christo. Incredible person, does so much work, works tirelessly for his people. Mayor, can you tell us what's happened and is continuing to happen at Granville Park? You put a lot of financial resources and a lot of other resources into Granville Park, a prominent asset within Cumberland, and truly is an amazing sequence of things that you're doing. Please tell our listeners what you're doing there, because it really is a great asset.
I'm really excited about this. Our local residents are really excited about this. Last week, we had significant upgrades. During the last 2 weeks, the first concrete pours have been happening down there. And we're moving quickly to meet our deadline of hopefully an April opening at Granville Park. Once completed, there will be a fantastic state-of-the-art rugby union surface down there, a function centre, a gym's room, four referees' change rooms, a female change room, just fantastic facilities for our local residents. It won't be just for the use of the Western Sydney Two Blues Rugby Union Club. It'll be also used by our local community groups and anyone that wants to go in and make good use of these facilities.
And I believe that there's going to be building or putting refinement around a fantastic grandstand.
Oh, yes, yes. There'll be a nice grandstand installed. We haven't picked a name yet, but we're getting there, and it'll be in the top two rugby union stadiums in New South Wales, most definitely. Granville and the Western Sydney Two Blues are going to be the envy of all the other rugby union sides in New South Wales.
That shows a commitment to our people, shows a commitment to sport, and it shows a commitment to making things done at a quality that people will be very proud of. So, Mayor, thank you very much for all of those qualities and values that you do on a daily basis. I think that's fantastic. Mayor, when we look at an event that's going to occur in only 5 weeks away, we often have a preconceived idea about how that's to play out. COVID has changed the perception, the mechanics, and it's really changed how that's going to take place this year. How are you and the council responding to that very important part in many people's lives? I'm talking about Christmas.
Oh, look, we're keen to celebrate Christmas. In fact, our Christmas decorations started going up today in our major town centres.
Fantastic.
So we're very proud of that. I've ensured we've got nice, large, visible Christmas trees and Christmas decorations throughout all our town centres. People are going to know it's definitely Christmas. We're very proud of Christmas, and we want to celebrate Christmas and put an end to what's otherwise been a forgetful year.
Indeed, and I think that's very commendable that we can all remember that Christmas doesn't change with COVID. Well, it does in some ways, but it's still at the heart of everyone, and hopefully we can take the Christmas message, and it'll be a bit different this year, and yeah, manage to see the hope that there is at Christmas and take it for what it is and look for a great 2021 where the vaccine for COVID may be available and we have looking forward to a great new year.
Mayor, just in passing, the amalgamations, I think, which were under the previous Premier, caused a lot of pain and heartache and different things. It was done for the reason that it would eventually save money and do a whole range and gain economic efficiencies. How is that progressing at the moment? How is that taking place in the eyes of many of people, particularly in Western Sydney and yourself? Is that being realised?
Well, I get asked this question all the time, and I can honestly say when we were originally merged, we were given a dud deal. There's no doubt about it. We had the best parts of our industrial rates taken away from us. Silverwater, Newington, 33% of our main income taken away and somehow given to Parramatta. And we inherited a very neglected and run-down ward in the old Woodville ward, which is essentially Granville, South Granville and Guildford now. However, I will emphasise this. Unlike other councils, we have not complained. We have not played the violins and thought we've been given a dud deal. We've knuckled down. We've made some hard decisions, unpleasant decisions, but hard decisions, and we are making this thing work. The people of Granville, South Granville, they have never seen such improvements to their lives, to their facilities down there. Originally, they came kicking from Parramatta, kicking and screaming. Now 90% of the feedback I'm getting is, we never want to go back. We've never had it so good. And we've undertaken a huge capital works program over at Cumberland City. We've cut the excess. We've gone back to basics in this council, focusing on what councils do best, and we are making it work. We have a little bit of a deficit due to COVID this year, but we'll be back in the black as of next financial year.
On those, with those comments and that, we thank you for, leading on the front foot again and just getting on with the job.
Just finally, Mayor, are there any parting thoughts as we come in this period of November and December that you'd like to share with listeners and residents of Cumberland?
I would just like to wish every listener and resident good health. Stay strong. You know, it's been a tough and challenging year, but together as a community, we can get through anything. I really believe that. Life is great. Enjoy life. What we're experiencing at the moment are just small little obstacles. We're going to come out of this the other side a lot stronger and a lot better for it.
Mayor, thank you for sharing your comments and your thought and the leadership that you take in very challenging times, from a revenue point of view, from an expenditure point of view, from a residence point of view, the challenges of all the people that make up the wonderful fabric of Cumberland. You lead from the front, and I thank you and Darren does on behalf of Spotlight 90.5 that you've taken up that baton and continue to do the work that is expected of you, and you do it because that's who you are. Thanks for being with us today.
Gentlemen, always a pleasure, and as always, thank you for the kind words.
Thank you, and have a great day.
Alive 90.5.